You got your Bibles? We're glad you're here, delighted you're here. I've just got a little word, but I believe with a big blessing. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell somebody next to you, God has a big blessing for you. Yeah, through his word today. Through his word, he's going to bless you. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. You got it? If you'd say, I've got it. If I hear more that don't have it than have it, then we're going to switch gears. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. I want to read it in the King James and the Living Bible. Later, we'll give an amplified, a little bit on the amplified with it. Amen. The message is, well, we'll read the verse first. Amen. If you've got it, would you stand with me if you have it, in honor of the author of this book, Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. B-I-B-L-E. Hebrews 11, a verse that's very familiar to most of you that have been in the church and have heard messages, but I pray God will give us a new revelation. Amen. With a familiar verse. Would you agree with me on that? Would you read it with me, verse 1? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's read that again. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's good. Let me read it to you in the Living Bible. It says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for, somebody shout hope for, is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? Let me read that again. What is faith? Faith, it is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for, are you hoping for anything, for us is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. Hallelujah. The message is with our brother, our teacher, and this brother in the Lord. It is the title that's on one of your answers is hope, the missing ingredient. You ever have something missing ingredient in something you make? Something that fell flat or, you know, didn't taste right? Say something missing, huh? Well, I believe God is going to reveal to us this morning that there's something missing in our faith. We're not getting what we should be getting. And I believe God's going to give us some revelation so we can receive the substance of things that we're hoping for. Amen? Let's agree together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. The entrance of your word giveth light and life. I thank you that you sent your word and healed us and delivered us, ministered to us, revealed to us. Let the spirit of wisdom and revelation be upon us this morning. Father, open our eyes. We've already prayed. We thank you, Father, that you're opening us now to your word and to the life that this word is. We thank you, Jesus is the word. Come and speak to our hearts, I pray, each and every heart today. I give you the praise, and I'll thank you ahead of time for anything good that happens that is revealed. I give you all the glory and all the honor, for I know it is you that is the revealer and the revelation. I praise you for Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, our wonderful Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we love you. We welcome you. We thank you that you're here. We bless you. We never take it for granted. We thank you for everything that you are and everything that you've done and everything you're doing. And we bless you now. Your people bless you. We give you praise. Would you give him praise right now? Just give him a special praise. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for what he's done. Thank him for how he's kept you, how he's led you, and how he's working right now with you and helping you through whatever you're going through and seeing you through. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you a praise. This is for you this morning. We came for you. We didn't come to see the preacher. We didn't come for the word. We came for you, Lord, because we love you and we bless you this morning. Now, Lord, I thank you for your blessing now coming upon each and every one in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So be it. God bless you. You may be seated. The missing ingredient. Let me ask you again. Have you made something and you don't know what was missing in it? You thought you put everything in it. Amen. Sometimes it's that one. We think everything's there, and so we don't quite understand what is happening. Has everybody in your walk and journey with the Lord understood everything? I haven't. Amen. And so there's some things that may be and could be missing, and of course are missing, and God wants to put the missing parts in those concoctions, if I can use that term. Amen. In our life. For a few moments, I want to focus your attention on what the speaker and teacher, which we'll see in just a moment, Daryl Huffman calls the missing ingredient. We're missing something that most may or may not know. They're missing or know they've lost, and that we need to go after and we need to regain. Amen. Yesterday in the business section of the Valley Paper, in big, bold type, were these words, quote, "Many reasons why the economy's weak." Big, bold type. And in the article that followed, these words, just a portion that my attention was drawn to, it says, "Yet hope is still alive for the second half of the year amid signs that the economy could regain lost momentum." Hope is still alive. Amen. How many know that that says to me that hope could have been dead for some folks in the economy? If you've lost a home, and many people have and have gone through great loss and have suffered in great ways because of an economy that has been downturned since 2008, it hasn't been pretty. Amen. And it's touched us all in some way or another, maybe not as drastic as some others. God is good to his church, good to his people. Amen. Somebody can say praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Some of the things that touch the world don't touch us, but some do touch us in different ways. And so we're in the world. The Bible says we're not of the world, but we're in the world. And so we too must deal with some of the things that are going on in this world in which we're living. And so there is that hope that hope is still alive. And I hope is still alive in your heart. I hope you haven't lost hope in what you're believing for. I hope you haven't lost hope that it can be a better day. Amen. That God will answer your prayer, that God is still faithful to his promises, that God still is the healer. Hallelujah. He's still a good God. I said, God's a good God. Amen. Has he been good to you? Has he ever healed you? Has he ever blessed you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Has he ever spoken to you? God, you're a good God. And Lord, our hope has been surely tried, and there's no doubt about that. Yet hope is still alive. Amen. And for the second half of the year, amid signs that it could be regained. And I submit to you that the writing of the teacher, the missing ingredient in our faith, is hope. I want to submit that to you, that I believe that is a true statement, that if we're missing something in our faith, it is that which is called hope. Amen. And we're going to look at that and see if that is true and see if we can back that up with the word. Jeremiah 29, most are familiar with. I love that verse. "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, to do you good and not evil, to give you a future and a what? And a hope." Amen. And we've heard that, most of us. But I may know, with the many pressures and hardships and challenges that many, if not all, are facing in this hour, it is easy to lose faith and easy to lose any hope that we might have had that anything can be any different than what it is. Am I talking to anybody? Am I in the right place, or do I need to go somewhere else this morning? Amen. Amen. And as this world continues to progress down its downward spiral, what the Bible talks about before the coming of the Lord, it's easy to lose hope. It says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." And when your hopes and your plans and your dreams are not coming to pass, and what you've been believing for, and by faith you have stood and have believed that you've exercised faith and are trusting God, and it's still not happening, you can lose hope that it can be any different. Amen. And when you lose hope, that's when people get into trouble. That's when they begin to commit suicide. Amen. And I may know it's not just suicide physically, that too, but people begin to commit suicide spiritually. They begin to check out. They begin to check out of the church. They begin to check out of their marriage. They begin to check out of their families. They begin to check out of their jobs. They want something new, something different. It's not happening. They're not happy. Amen. They've lost hope that can be any different. Amen. So with those many pressures that we're facing, it is easy to lose hope. Amen. That things can be any different than what they are. And many see only a bleak and hopeless future. How many know that if we didn't have the Word of God and we didn't have God and faith and know what God says, we would not have any faith in the future either. And I do not condemn and criticize those that are taking drugs. If I didn't have Jesus, I'd probably be a bigger drug addict than most of them. What's the use? Amen. The whole thing's going to hell in a handbasket. The whole Washington seems like it's corrupt. Nobody can speak the truth up there. Lion spirits just roll out of their mouths. Nobody keeps their word. Amen. And if we're not careful, that can roll over into our spiritual life. Amen. Because things can look also bleak and hopeless in where we sit from time to time. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Are we going to play church this morning? We want to deal with real life, real situations, real things you're dealing with and have been dealing with, and people who really do have faith but have a missing ingredient. Amen. And I confess, I got a little bit of ingredient here that's been missing too, and we're going to see that after God gave me the message. Amen. Say, well, what hope is there, Pastor, if you're missing it? Hey, I never said I had it all, but I'm telling you, I know someone who does have it all. Amen. And you know, I never said I was all perfect. Amen. But I know you are, so don't. No, that's all right. Perfect means mature, and so we are maturing, are we not? And so as we look at the future, which in many ways looks bleak and hopeless, as one looks at the times in which we're living, it's not looking good in the natural. I said it's not looking good in the natural. How many have some situation that you're looking at, and when you look at it, you say, you know, that's really not looking very good? Come on, can I get some honest people in here? And if you're not there, you will be there. There'll be something that doesn't look good, that doesn't look hopeful, amen, that doesn't look like there's any future or a hope, because the enemy is working real hard to make sure that none of us have a future and a hope. Am I talking to people that are going through things that I'm going through too, that know what I'm talking about, that have felt the pressure that is on? There is a full court press on right now. The enemy is doing everything he can, whether it's to debilitate you physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, especially financially. We have been under attack in this church for the last year and a half financially. The enemy has attacked every tither in this ministry. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's at a time where everyone is going to have to pick up their part. No longer can the other one carry them because there's nothing to carry. We have got to put God first. We have got to put him first before ourselves. Hallelujah. I cannot say that strongly enough. If we don't begin to do it as a body, we will lose what we have. And if you think you can hold on to what you've got and not put God first, you are deceiving yourself. God expects us to put God first in three areas: our time, our talent, and our treasury. And God says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If your money's not there, if your time's not there, if your talent's not there, you're not there. I don't care what you say. Actions speak louder than words. And a picture is worth 1,000 words, they say. What kind of picture are you? Amen. Are you really in there? Are we just making it look good? Are we dating God or are we married to him? Oh, I better leave that alone. That's not really. And the only reason I mention it is because the times are critical. I said it's critical. You have no idea how critical it is in people's lives. You have no idea how critical it is in the life of the church. May the Spirit bear witness with you and impress you of how important it is. Amen. Sometimes we have a lot, but we don't value what we have a lot. We take it for granted. We think the enemy kind of deceives, says it'll always be there. He'll always be there. They'll always be there. This will always be there. Don't count on it unless you take care of it. Unless you take care of your marriage, unless you take care of your family, you cannot count on your family being there or your partner being there. Are you hearing me this morning? If you don't take care of your church, it works the same way. I don't know why people think it's different for the church than it is their own personal life. Amen. If you got a paycheck every once a month or 2 months, how would your financial situation look? Pretty bleak. Amen. Amen. And yet we have that time after time after time. Thank God for the good, but we've got to be consistent. You could not live by the way some people support the church. Can I tell you that as a pastor who loves you? Amen. You could not take care of your family if your employer only gave you a paycheck once a month or once every 3 months. Amen. You showed up. How many know you wouldn't have a job? These are serious times. And the church is important. I believe the church is important. I believe that God's eye is on the church. God's blessing is on the church. And the enemy is fighting the church. He knows it's where your faith is encouraged and built up. Are you hearing me? I'm just sharing my heart with you a little bit this morning. Amen. See, I can tell you about the attack we've been under. I don't say much, right, because I believe God. I'm on my knees. I'm trusting God. But I want to tell you, there comes a time when you gotta share. How many know there comes a time, if you're married, you got to share with your spouse what's going on? You can handle the pressure and the situation for a long time, and you should, the husband. But there comes a time when it comes to a point where you need to confide in and say, hey, we're under attack. The enemy is not playing around. He means to wipe this out. Amen. And I thank God for hope. My hope is in you, Lord. I said, my hope is in you, Lord. Look at somebody else and say, as beautiful as you are, as handsome as you are, my hope is not in you. I have put my hope in people at times, and how many have put your hope and been disappointed? Woo. My hope is in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. Woo. My God. But how many know it is being tested today? Talk is easy to talk it. Living it is something else. Huh? Are you still there? Or have you tuned me out already? It's not looking good in the natural, whether it's our nation or whatever you may be looking at, but in the supernatural. How many know we're just not natural, we're supernatural? I said we're just not natural, we're supernatural. We have the natural, but God is the supernatural, God in us. That is the difference between the world and us. Hallelujah. The Amplified version of Hebrews 11:1 says, if that's too cold, you can turn that off. Yeah, I stay here. Are you all comfortable? Okay. If your teeth start chattering, I'll know it's a little too cold in here. You pull the coat off the one next to you, I get it. I got it. In the supernatural, the Amplified version says of Hebrews 11:1 says this, faith is perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. What he's saying is this is spirit to spirit. God is a spirit. They worship him, must worship him. It's spirit to spirit, not necessarily spirit to senses. You don't get from God through your senses, taste, touch, sight, feel. What you get from God, you get it in the spirit or you get nothing. That's why many people come to church on a Sunday morning and they get absolutely nothing because they're not in the spirit. They're in the flesh. They're in their senses. They're trying to get everything with their senses from God. You can't get it with your senses. This is, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has been revealed to anybody the things God hath prepared for them that love him. But the spirit hath revealed them to us. The spirit hath revealed them to us. Yeah, yeah, we're in some real times, are we not? Wow. I never thought in my lifetime that we would see what we're seeing today. Wow. Whew. If I'd have known all that was going to happen, I'm not sure. But thank God for God. He is our hope, is he not? He is our peace. He is our future. And he says, I know the plans I have for you is to do you good and not evil and to give you a future and a hope. I got to believe that. I do believe that. I believe what God said. He said it to Israel, and he means it for us. God has a future and a hope, whether it's here or whether it's not here, whether it's there or not there, with you or not you. God has a future, and he has a hope, and bless God, he will lead you to it. So no matter what happens, what they do, what they don't do, what they say, what they don't say, love you or not love you, God has a future for you. Give or not give, God has a future for me. And if it ain't here, then I'm going to find out where it's at. And go through whatever I have to go through to get where God wants. But I believe this is where God has me. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. A future. And he's got a hope. Aren't you glad he has? Whew. If he didn't have it, we wouldn't have a future and a hope. Are you hearing me? Those who do not have God, those who do not have Jesus Christ, they have no future and they have no hope. You need to mark it. That's why we tell everybody we can about him and how great he is. Amen. And witness to them and leave something with them. Little track that I love that give to, it's especially good for girls and for women. It's You Are Somebody Special with a big rose on the front of it. You ought to see people that receive that, the cashiers, the waitresses. It's like they couldn't wait to get it. They couldn't wait for somebody to tell them, you are someone special. Amen. Because the enemy is saying, you're not special. You're nothing. And you ain't going to get nothing. And you'll never be nothing. But the devil is a liar. It's never going to happen. Oh, yeah. It's already happened through Christ. Glory to God. He's got a future and he's got a hope. Amen. And Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit to spirit. Many people come and they don't hear what the Spirit's saying. They walk right back out that door. Don't do anything with what they heard. It didn't matter. It was just something nice they heard or it wasn't so nice. And they just go right on their merry way. Never implemented it. They didn't mix the word with faith. And the Bible says it did not profit them. If we don't mix it with faith, it's not going to profit us. Hallelujah. You can hear all the sermons you want. but it will not profit unless we mix it with faith. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. There is hope regardless. I said, there's hope regardless. And there's no one who is hopeless, nor any situation that is hopeless. I got one amen on that. And although I know you may have reason to argue that point with me, though you may even win that point that no one is hopeless and no situation is hopeless, you may win that point. How many have had some situations that were just flat out hopeless? Come on, talk to me, somebody. The situation was beyond hope, not beyond God doing something, but that was beyond. Cross the line. I mean, no, you can cross a line. Don't cross the line with God or with anybody else. There comes a time where you can cross a line and there is a point of no return. What you should have done today, you say, I'll do tomorrow, but you have no guarantee of tomorrow. What you do must be done today. The Bible says he loves a cheerful giver. He wants people that are prompt to do it. Woo! Hey! Well, that was the message a few weeks ago. I'm sorry some of you missed it. It was a good message. Amen. And you know, it wasn't the problem with giving people had when it felt like a lead balloon dropped. It was the problem with being cheerful. They had a problem with cheerful because there's not much to be cheerful about. If you see somebody that doesn't look very cheerful, you know in their life something's going on. Something is happening, some hopeless situation, something going on that they cannot put a nice smile on you this morning for you. We're dealing with real people with real situations, and some are hopeless in the natural, but we're never hopeless. Woo. And so I never say about you that you're hopeless. Close. No, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Don't tell me if you're married here, you ain't had that thought, man, he's hopeless. My God, he's hopeless. He ain't getting it, and I don't think he's ever going to get it. I won't talk about she. Amen. I'll leave that alone. Leave that alone. Yeah. So you may have won that point, and I understand. There are some hopeless people and situations to us. Lines have been crossed, but God is still going to give you a future and a hope. Whew, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost in here, don't you? You can say amen. That's better than the one. Thank you, sister. Yeah. Tell the one next to you there is hope. Look at him again and tell him like you mean it. There is hope. There is hope. In spite of that divorce, in spite of that funeral, in spite of that situation, in spite of that financial downturn, there is hope. As long as there's a God, there's hope. As long as God is still on the throne, there's hope. As long as God is God, there's going to be hope. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Now, for the next few moments, and if you would you take out your worksheet in your bulletin there, a short teaching on hope, the missing ingredient. And since I can't say it any better than this, we're going to go with this. Is that all right? Tell your neighbor, go after it. Yeah, we're going after hope, the missing ingredient. How many know God wants us to get more with our faith? Huh? You've been believing for and been receiving little for believing much. Huh? Or am I the only one? Those here and those there will be listening on the podcast this week. And so we say, the Lord, bless your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Have you got your bulletin in, sir? Good. Come down with you all here because I'm in this with you. Amen? You all got it? How many didn't get one and you need one? We have some extra copies. Yeah, yeah. I left them with the head usher there. I think there's some up here too. Yeah, yeah, there's some up here too. Anybody else need one? Okay. The eye gate and the ear gate, you get double when you have eye and ear coordination. Amen? But that's all right. If you just want to listen, that's fine. You didn't bring your glasses or, you know, something like that. Hope, the missing ingredient. Let's look at this. Faith operates in the unseen realm. Would you say that's true? It is a spiritual force that we can't see, taste, touch, hear, or smell. The five senses. So we must find another way to know more about this subject. How many know everything in our life we basically access through our five senses? Amen? Come on, talk to me. Many times the spirit is way on the bottom rung. We're trying to get everything through our senses, and it ain't happening. Huh? Oh, you can find food and all that, but I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about what faith gets you. How many know faith is the currency of heaven? Everything we obtain is by faith. If you don't have it, there's something in the area of faith. I'm not saying you don't have faith, but there's something we're missing. There's a missing ingredient. Amen. In my search to know more about faith, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about the importance of hope. He said, faith is motivated by hope, your hope. Frustration is motivated by your problems. Whoa. Yeah. He further said, my people are in frustration. They are not in faith. Then God said, if you get consumed with hope, you will be in faith. But my people are so consumed with their problems that they are frustrated. We've all been there, haven't we? Maybe there today. I answered, okay, but Lord, I need to see something here. What is this hope and faith? Looking at Hebrews 11:1, we just saw, I saw that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What does that mean? Since that's the case, I must first understand what hope is if I ever want to be a person who operates in faith. We got to know what hope is. Who knows what hope is? We're going to see what hope is. We need a real clear definition. The Lord then began to show me that without hope, my faith has nothing to go after. Hope is the missing ingredient. Without it, we won't make the finish line. That's a statement. Hope is what our faith is running to obtain. Hope is our goals. What is hope? Our goals, our visions, and our dreams. It is the revelation of what God said and has said to us and what he said, period. What he has said he would do for us. Has God said he would do for you anything in his word? Has he ever told you he would supply all your need? Has he ever told you that with his stripes you are healed? And have you still been sick? Has he ever said he'd meet all your needs and you still have some needs? Yes, because we are working through this. Doesn't mean we don't have faith. It just means that we need some revelation. Because God, who cannot lie, the Bible says, so I may know the problem's not with God. But there is a problem. Would you admit? Would you humble enough to say there is a problem? And I may know some people have a problem and don't know they have a problem. Some people have a spiritual problem and don't know they have a spiritual problem. Some people are on a track and on a pace that is not taking them to the throne, not taking them to heaven. It's taking them where they want to go, how they want to go, and where they want to go, and when they want to get there. They're not submitted to God at all. It's what I want to do when I want to do it, and I'll come and visit you when I have time. How many know we don't serve God like that? Ooh. How many like to be married to somebody like that? I'll come and see you when I have time. Yeah. When you have time, don't let that door hit you and, you know, where good God, you know what, did what. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Our dreams, our hopes is the revelation of what God said he would do for us. Faith, well-grounded in Bible hope, will go out to get whatever we need and bring it back to us. Where do we get faith from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how does it work for us? Because we mix it with faith when we hear the word. That's why the devil tries to keep you from the word. He'll keep you so busy you don't have time to even read a devotional. Come on. He knows the only way you're going to get faith is by the word. It's not going to come by the newspaper unless the word's in there. It's not going to come with your favorite TV program unless the word's in there. It's not going to come with your money either unless God, well, there I go again. Hallelujah. How many know we have some false saviors? Holy Ghost, just take over. How many know that America has more idols than India? And we have more idolaters in the church. You know what an idolater is? It's anyone who trusts anything to deliver them and to save them besides God. Anything we trust in besides our Savior. What are we trusting in? Our abilities, our gifts, our vocation, our paycheck. How many know all those can be very transient, fleeting, especially in this day and age? There is no guarantee tomorrow that you come in that the door is even going to be open or that we're even going to be here. I hate to tell you all the good news, but the good news is God is still on the throne. And though you may not be here, I'm still here. I said, I'm still here. And as I like to say it, first time I came to us at 36,000 feet going to a conference, and the miracle continues. By the grace of God, we are still here. I said, by the grace of God, you are still here. It is only God's grace that any of us are still here. And I may not be all here, but what's here is what's here. Look at somebody and say, you think you're all here? With you, what you've been through? You think you're all here? You think you're normal? All right. I hope you don't think I'm insulting you. However, too many of us are trying to release our faith when faith has nothing to go after. Huh? For the sake of illustration, think about a well-trained dog. How many have one, but you don't have one, but you'd like to have one? All right, you don't like dogs. Okay, I get it. All right, your pet snake or whatever you got. One of his favorite games is fetch. Mm-hmm. How many have a smart dog, and he brings it back, but, well, we won't talk about your dog this morning, or mine. If you toss a ball, he takes it off. The dog will run to the toy, grab it, and bring it back to you sometimes. And he will do this over and over. Hours, days, or months may pass, but as soon as you let him know that you are ready to throw, the dog comes. Now think of it this way. The dog represents your faith. I call him Faith Dog. Hey, dog, what's up? All right. Okay. I call him Faith Dog, and the ball represents your hope. You need to take your hope, your dreams, and God-given plans and throw. Somebody shout, throw. Your faith then has something to go after. Don't be fooled, though. Faith will sit at your feet just like a dog until it has something to fetch. And if you've lost hope that that dog will ever bring that stick back, then he's just going to sit there and look at you stupid. How many have ever had a stupid dog? Whoo! My God. Oh, Lord Jesus. One of the biggest trials of my life was stupid dogs. Whoo! Jesus. I'm sorry I brought that up. I just felt the Holy Ghost. Just don't go there. I need a faith dog. Amen. Don't be fooled now. Faith will sit at your feet just like a dog until it has something to fetch. Faith cannot run after something that's not there. So throw your hopes, visions, and God-given dreams out the window. Is that what it says? You all awake? I'm not boring you, am I? Okay. Don't throw them out the window. Throw them out there. Throw them out where you're going. How many know you sow where you're going? If you're not going anywhere, you're not sowing any. You're not going. Sow where you're going. Bishop Jakes told us that a long time ago. This will give your faith something to go after. We don't have to be consumed by our problems. We don't have to be consumed by our problems. That's good news today. That's good news, especially to someone who is in the throes of being consumed. Have you ever been consumed with a problem in your life? Maybe not now, but you've been there. They can be all consuming, almost enveloping, almost just sucking you in like a vacuum. Whew. Yeah. We don't have to be consumed by our problems. That's good news. I just want to confess that for a moment. I do not have to be consumed by my problems. You ought to talk to yourself. I do not have to be consumed by my problems. Does anybody have any problems in here? I love that look. He went, you know why he did that? I won't tell you why, but he's got a problem. And if you don't believe that, ask Deanna. And if you think I have a problem, don't talk to my wife. Just leave her alone. Amen. Instead, we can choose to be consumed by what? Hope. I want to be consumed by hope. Hope that maketh not ashamed, the Bible says. The Bible says, I think it was Peter, was it Paul that said, we're prisoners of hope. People have thought I'm kind of slow, maybe a little bit retarded, because I have hope. And I keep believing against all odds, against all what I see, what I feel, what I hear, what they do, what they don't do. My hope is in God. Amen. My trust is in. How many times has God come through with you when you put your hope in him? And there was no way when you looked at it, unless God had come through. How many times has God come through that if he hadn't come through in that situation, you probably wouldn't be here right now? I know it's true for me. God has helped me when I didn't know I needed help. That's why my wife is probably most like God to me. She helps me when I don't know. I know I need help. And I may know we need a lot of help. I say we need a lot of help. That's why God gave us wives, husbands. Amen. It took me 20 years to figure that out. I am kind of slow. Yes, I am. In that area. And I may know I'm not alone. I don't want to get into a marriage seminar, but I want to tell you, we hear it because we're man. Woo, woo. Who let the dogs out? Come on. Me provider. Hey, me Tarzan. Hey. Woo. Yeah, you Jane, but I know what's going on, and I know where we're going, and God gave me the mantle, and I am man, M-A-N. And so woman, who is also man, but with a womb, because man means both male and female in the Bible. That's why you don't have to worry about your Bible and cut out all the he's in it, because you have had a bad experience, amen. He means he and she many times. I didn't say he, she, but I'm diverting just for a second, because for 20 years, we hear, but we don't hear. How many know God has given women a sixth sense? Sixth, I didn't say sick. I know men think it's sick, but it's a sixth sense. Have you ever had your wife tell you, watch out for that person? There's something wrong. You said, oh, no. Oh, that's a good guy. That's a good. She don't mean nothing. Oh, she's okay. And sure enough, I said, sure enough. Down the road, I said, man, I should have listened to her. Got myself in a bunch of trouble. Yeah, I'm not making many points with the guys right now, but I'm trying to help somebody. Amen. So we start listening a little bit. I think we know it all. Amen. Hallelujah. We need each other. I said we need each other. See, we don't just do that in our marriages. We do that with each other. I hear you, but I don't hear you. How many know we have selective hearing? We hear what we want to. You probably tune me out at least 10 times during a Sunday morning. Amen. No, I don't receive that. No, no. You're not talking about me. No, no. I don't know where he thinks he's coming from and who he thinks he is. God gave that to him? Oh, no, he's been eating too much pizza Saturday night. Amen. Okay, listen. Instead, we can choose to be consumed by hope. Then we'll be in faith. And through faith, we'll see God's promises become a reality in our lives. Father, we want to see promises become a reality in our lives. How many could stand some reality? in your life. I'm tired of looking at so many reality shows. Well, they got a bunch of them out there, don't they? Whoo, my goodness. I may watch that Married one. That one about, what is it, First Married? First Look Married? Married at First Sight. I don't watch as much as some like it that I know about. Pretty interesting. How many wish your parent had a picture yours? There we go. Okay, we'll leave that alone. This is from the book Faith or Frustration. I don't know about you, but we have a book called Faith and Frustration. I said, everybody's got a book called Faith and Frustration, not just Daryl. And how many know there's probably more chapters on frustration than there is on faith? Good God. I believe God's ready to do something in that area, don't you? And I believe it's called hope. And for those who may be in a dark and difficult place, make time to read Blast Your Way Out of the Valley in your bulletin. We don't have time to go through it this morning. We have time, but I'm not going to take time. Blast Your Way Out of the Valley. Anybody ever been in a valley? You don't have to raise your hand. Anybody in a valley right now? I like David said, in the valley he restoreth my soul. So I know that we're going through the valley, though I pass through the valley. Amen. Walk through the valley. How many know it's been a long walk in some valleys? She said it's been years. Whew. You're ready for something, aren't you? Yeah. And so I pray for those who may be in a dark and difficult place. Read that. Bless your way out of that valley. Amen. And then in prayer, as we close this morning, if you look at the little faith in action there in the little darkened box, it says, ask God to show you what to hope for. You ever have a question sometime? What do I hope for? What do I really hope for? Amen. What do you want? If you have nothing to hope for, here's one way to fix that. Ask God to show you what to hope for. Isn't that good? Lord, show me what to hope for. Because I hope for a lot of things. I'm not sure there were things that you showed me that I should be hoping for. Ask him to show you what to hope for, to lead you. Somebody say, lead you, lead me to what he has for you and what he wants you to do. You'll see that in Ephesians 1:16 through 18 and James 1:5. He has said that his children will be led by his spirit, Romans 8:14. So open your heart and pray. Would you open your heart with me this morning and pray? Let's pray together. Lord, what is your hope for my life? Please show me my hope, my goals, and my vision. Give me a revelation of your will so I can use my faith for it. Make hope a reality in my life. Make hope a reality in my life. I feel like somebody needs that right now. I believe I do, and I believe we all do. Then expect him to answer. Expect him to answer your prayer. Go after hope. Say, go after hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Throw it out there. Throw the promise of God out there. Throw what God puts in your heart, what God says to you. You know, many times God will say something to you, it's just the opposite of what you're going through. God spoke to me 3 times, just in a short thing last week, or maybe it was the week before. Just 3 short little phrases in the Word of God, just confirming what he has said before. Because sometimes when God says some things to us, the situations and the things we go through begin to counteract and begin to contradict what we believe God said to us. You ever felt like God said something and then because of the situation, you thought, well, maybe I didn't hear right. Maybe I was just imagining something. Maybe God told you, you know what, you're going to be married this year. Or maybe he told you you're not going to be married and you were more happy about that. I don't know. I'm not God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad I don't play God very well? Amen. Hallelujah. I used to play God many years ago when I pastored. Yeah, people wanted me to be God, put me on a pedestal, but I stopped doing that. You know why? Because every place off that pedestal was down. So I just let God be God now. So, you know, I'm just kind of messing with you. Amen. But see, God, go after hope. Get closer to where you can hear what God's saying and hold on to it. I said, hold on to it. God helps us hold on to it. When it's slipping through my hands, slipping through, God will come back and say the same thing he said to me the first time I was in that situation. And he'll confirm. And I hear God saying, I didn't change. I didn't switch. I'm not schizophrenic. I'm not saying anything different. I told you what I told you. I don't lie. And I'm still telling you the same thing. And if I said it to you, you can take it to the bank and believe it. Stand on it. Keep that hope out there. And amen. Reel it in. Reel it in. Reel it in. God, give us hope today. Hope that things can be different. Hope that maketh not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for these waiting, hungry, beautiful hearts who sit before you in your presence. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to speak anything to them without false humility, one who is nothing, that you did something, something beautiful, something wonderful. Lord, I thank you for each one. I thank you for their hopes, their dreams. I thank you for the words that you have given them, the promises that have been spoken to them and over their lives that have really come from you, that your word that cannot lie. And Lord, many, though, have been in a dark night, have been in a dark place, a valley. And Lord, you're going to help us blast our way out of that valley. Because you said, yea, though we walk through the valley. You didn't say we were supposed to stay in there. We walk through it. Help us, Lord, as you walk with us. You know that one. You know where they're at. You know what's happening. You know what may be the hopelessness as what they're looking at, their situation, the situation in whatever areas of our lives. But, Lord, I thank you for the hope and the future that you are bringing. I thank you for the faith that is arising because of your word this morning. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Faith is the hope for better things. I want to thank you for what you're doing. Without hope, we're dead. Dead in the water, dead in situations, sitting there waiting for whatever. Lord God, I pray that you will take this word today, use it for every situation that may look hopeless, areas of our own lives, situations that we face, that we've done all we can and it's still not happening. Lord, show us the way. Our hope is in you. Help us in hopeless times that we live in. Father, help us. The hope of the world is Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you today. We receive you. We receive your life, your hope, your blessing. We thank you for faith, substance of things hoped for, evidence of what we don't see yet, but we got it out there, and we believe that faith, hope will bring it to us. They will come together in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 That's all right. Give God a praise. He's worthy of your applause. He's worthy of your applause. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your applause. Would you stand together this morning? Let's stand together. We're going after it. Amen. Tell somebody, go for it. Try it again. Don't give up. Try again. Amen. Keep trying. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Amen. Amen. Would you pray for that one next to you as we close this morning? You don't have to put your hand on them or anything. Just somebody near you. Would you pray for them? You don't have to know their situation. You don't have to know anything about them. You may know, but or maybe somebody not here this morning. And maybe you do know something that they're going through and something that's happening. Would you pray right now? Could we close this service with just praying one for another? Pray for that one next to us, Lord. It's that brother, that sister, young man, older man, wife, mother, grandmother, sister, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in that life, for hope in their situations. We thank you for blessing them right now. Working, using something that you have spoken this day to encourage them, to strengthen them, to help them, to draw closer to you on their journey through this valley. We weren't meant to be in the valley. We're meant to have victory. God has provided victory in everything. He is the victory. I speak victory this morning in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout victory. Victory in Jesus. God meant us to live in the victory. He meant us to have victory. And I speak to every place that looks of defeat, every place of sickness, every place of financial poverty. I speak prosperity, healing where there's sickness, where there's disharmony, Father, where there's disinterest. I speak interest and I speak harmony, life, where there's needs to be love. Father, I speak love, your love, and the love that comes from you. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing for that one on our left and our right. That one behind us and in front of us, they are precious in your sight. Their life is important. Their hurts, their concerns, their dreams, important to you. You have a future and a hope for them. We declare over them a future and a hope right now. We prophesy over them. Your word, God said you have a future and you have a hope. I speak into a hopeless situation, a hopeless world. I speak hope to the hopeless, hope to hopeless situations. Life to what is lifeless. Help where it seems to be helpless. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let your miracles flow. Let deliverance flow. Let all bondage go. Let all depression go. Let all discouragement go. Let all doubt go. Let all fear go. In Jesus' name. Father, may this be the best day of the rest of our lives. May we see more more hope in our future and more of God. Father, encourage each one today, every step of their way. And Father, may sunshine break out on the left and the right. Father, may you do things, bring life where there's been death. Bring life, Father, bring blessing, bring prosperity, bring health, bring contentment, bring companionship, bring love. Whatever you have and whatever is part of their future, part of their hope that you know you have for them. In spite of the attack, in spite of the onslaught in this hour, I speak your blessing now, your help, uplift, strengthen, encourage. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. I love you. God be with you. We'll see you again. God bless you. Have a great day and have a great week.